like I said before, there's so many positives coming and working with another team. So I felt we got a great day done today. We got to, you know, go ahead and obviously look at the tape, be able to improve. I think when you practice like this, obviously against a great football team, you know, it's going to make our team better. And that was really the goal coming up here. I'm happy to see about the weather. You know, I was a little concerned about rain, but it looks like we got the practice in. I think the rain's coming. We'll go back. Our players, half of them are lifting right now. The other half will go back, do some soft tissue stuff to, you know, preventive. And then we'll watch the film, you know, with all the players, unit, and then break it up in position groups. And then we'll have dinner, and then we'll have a walkthrough tonight. So basically it's the same type of schedule that we would have at home.
Aaron Hearns, did he just fall awkwardly? Did you see that part?
Yeah, they told me that they brought him in, and I think one other player just for evaluation, and they'll tell me when I get in.
Obviously, these joint practices are great for competition, but what about the team you're facing, the Patriots, kind of the standard bearer in the NFL? How important is that for your franchise to get?
I just think it gives us a good feel for where we are. I mean, obviously, they're a great team, and we have a lot of respect for both the coaches and the players.
Would you make the Blake stay? Since you're with
the
offense most of the time.
Yeah, but, you know, just talk about it just real quickly. I thought, you know, calm, cool, different defense, things of that nature. I think you got to see where we are from a standpoint of being able to get open, you know, press man, things of that nature, and then just ball location. But I thought for the most part, he seemed to have control. He got stepped on at the goal line, which is, you know, that's, you can't happen. That's not his fault, obviously. We've got to be able to come off the ball better.
It seemed like there were a lot of dropped passes on for both teams. Were you still able to get what you wanted out of those offensive and defensive roles?
Well, I can only talk about, again, I'm only going to talk about my team. You know, we did have some drops early. Again, that's, you know, being able to come out here, focus in, ready to go right off the bat. You know, that's what we talk about. And obviously, you know, we can't afford to have those drops.
What kind of camp is Telvin having?
Telvin's a good player. I mean, there's things that you can always improve on. You're never going to be, you know, where you want to be, you know, for when the season starts. But he's working his way towards that way. But I've been very pleased with the way he's been playing.
What about Marcus Lee in that regard? What kind of camp is Marcus at?
You know, I think he showed up, you know, some things, good things today, especially early on in 7-on-7s. I think the one thing that, like I told Marquise, I said, hey, listen, you know, he made two plays in a row, and he's got to come back out there, and he's got to run that third play the same way, the fourth play, the fifth play, you know, so this way we can, you know, if he does get going in a game and we want to, you know, go to him, then, you know, he can continue that because he does have a lot of skill, and we just got to get it to where it's on the field, you know, more than, but it's training camp. So, you know, he understands that he has to build up to that. That was my conversation with him.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Having Tom Coughlin out here in his shorts, watching practice, looking, watching over pretty intently, how's that for you as a head coach?
It's been great for me. You know, obviously, Coach and I have a long relationship. You know, from when I was in the league, there's a lot of stories behind it where I tried to get a job with him as a GA when he was at Boston College. So I really studied him a lot as a young coach, and then I had the ability to really spend a lot of time with philosophy, practice, how to handle a staff, how to handle players through my time as a head coach at Syracuse and also, you know, in Buffalo. So it's great for me. You know, make no mistake about it. It's great. I love, you know, being challenged by great leaders. You know, Coach Coughlin's a great leader, and you know, he will challenge you as a head coach, and that's what I thrive for. You know, and then for myself personally, you know, it's very easy as a head coach. I can bounce things off him. You know, he has a lot more experience than me, and we both have the same vision. We just want to win.
Doug, knowing that you're still in a training camp atmosphere, you've tried to have your team get better every day. Did you get better today?
Well, you know, we don't talk about, we don't use the phrase, you know, that you used right there. You know, we talk about, you know, our discipline, our focus, our competitiveness, our strain, our conditioning, you know, that we have to win, you know, each day. Yes, absolutely. And I think the environment brings that out, you know, more so than a normal practice environment.
And then tomorrow, your expectation is the same or higher?
Well, obviously, my expectation would be to correct any of the mistakes that we've done today, you know, and be able to go on that field. And then, obviously, we keep adding more situations and keep getting better in situational football, which, you know, we've been trying to do in our camp. And then, obviously, we're still trying to get a lot of work here while we're with New England.
I heard you guys did, like, 6 straight days in pads.
No, 6 out of 7 days.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't want to get in trouble with the PA.
Certainly. <You know? laughs> Has this been a more physical camp for you?
I don't know. I can't, you know, I don't really look back in the past, but as far as the camps that, you know, that I've run as a head coach, that's what we've always, That's how we've always practiced. So, again, the schedule is what I'm used to. It's what I feel is important to the team, and that's just the way we're going to practice.
With the clocks in the facility and some of that stuff, did you feel like discipline was something that this team really needed this year?
I think every team needs that. I don't think that, you know, you go out there and say, oh, well, this team, I mean, every team. I think, you know, you look at the teams that are successful in this league consistently, you know, that's the one thing. You know, they're always in shape. They're always well-conditioned. They always have, they're very physical. They have great discipline, and they're great in situational football, and they can execute. So I think you need those things to be a good football team. It's not necessarily this team was lacking, this team was, you know, this, or this is what happened before. It's just what we need now.
Doug, do you feel like you got any push today? I'm sorry. Do you feel like you got any push today off of New England's first-team offense with your pass rush?
Well, you know, again, I'll go back there. We're just trying to make sure that we, you know, obviously we're staying away from the quarterback. I'm sure there was sometimes we've got push. I'm sure there's sometimes that we didn't. You know, and I just think it's one of those things where we're trying to create some consistency.
Exercise against your defense than coming up against New England this early in training camp?
No.
Can you speak to their, the pressure they put on a defense?
No, I just think I think when you look at the history, I think everyone understands, you know, where they are, what they've done. Like I said before, we have a great deal of respect for their coaches and their players. And, you know, it's a fact. So, I mean, I don't really think you have to talk about it enough. I think everybody knows it. I really do.
I imagine when you were with the Bills, they probably were inviting you to practice with the Patriots.
No, I did say that, you know, to a couple of guys that were with me, you know, in Buffalo. I said, hey, can you believe we're going up there to practice, you know? but again, I'm thankful to Coach Belichick for giving us this opportunity because, you know, at the end of the day, we're just trying to get our football team better, and this is definitely going to help us.
What's it like watching Brady practice?
I don't – you know what? I'm so focused on what we're trying to do, I really don't focus on the other team. I'm not here to evaluate their team, their players. I'm here to make sure our players are getting better. Gotcha.